Unit 38, that's a 10-1 in the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer and the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. I hope you're well.
I am. Very well. How are you today?
I can't complain one bit. I'm employed by the city of Newport News, Virginia. It's all good.
It's always a good day.
Yeah,
it's always
a good day. Based on our research, we have a fascinating guest today.
We do. He seems to be a very busy person. Do you want to introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and what you do for the police department?
Absolutely. I am Detective Alonzo Sutton with the Newport News Police Department's South Precinct Criminal Investigations Unit. I've laterally transferred here. It's June of 2024.
Now, when you say laterally transferred, tell us a little bit about what that means.
Absolutely. I came from a different agency where I was certified at, and upon my time there, I decided to transfer to this agency here and complete my term of serving the community with the Newport News Police Department.
Sure. So before we get into like where you're from and where you grew up, why'd you gravitate towards Newport News PD?
Absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities there that I've done my research on, a lot of opportunities for not only excelling, as I've clearly shown to do in under a year, but also opportunities to grow under leadership here as well. Prior to me deciding to stay in Virginia, I had the opportunity to look at state level again or just stay local, and I decided to stay local for my long-term goals to be accomplished.
Wow.
Big win.
Yeah, huge for us. That was a win for us, let me tell you that right now. So take us back. Where are you from? Where were you born? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I'm from a place called the Northern Neck. It's the Tappahannock area here in Virginia. I grew up there. My family did, my dad and I and my sister moved around quite often, but primarily majority of my life was spent in the Northern Neck area.
Wow, and you enjoyed that area.
I did.
But it was time to move.
It definitely was. I no longer want to be a country boy. I want to enjoy the city life.
That's right. And so you ended up coming this way here.
Yes.
Did work bring you to this area, the peninsula, if you will?
Yes, absolutely. I decided to look in different areas as far as excelling my opportunity to become a law enforcement officer and opportunities that could await for me after I completed the academy, and I gravitated to this location here.
And it's something that you kind of fell in love with at a very early age, law enforcement?
Yes, absolutely.
What inspired that?
Great question. Thank you. After doing some self-reflecting, I think what really geared me towards becoming a law enforcement officer is back to when I was a child, faced with different opportunities, faced with criminal elements and everything. I decided that's not what I wanted to pursue. I wanted something more rewarding, something where I can give and provide selfless service.
So you want to do the noble thing.
Absolutely.
And here we are.
Absolutely.
And you've been with us how long now?
Next month will mark my year.
Right. So you've been here less than 1 year. And by the way, I think congratulations are in order.
Big congratulations. Less than a year from patrol to investigations.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are now a detective for South Precinct Investigations?
Yes, ma'am.
In less than a year, folks.
Impressive. Only in Newport News, Virginia, folks.
When they say we have opportunities.
If you're out there and you're with another agency and you want to laterally transfer, check us out.
We are always hiring.
It's worth your while. Yeah. So what did you do prior to coming here in the agency you worked at? What role did you play there?
There in my previous agency, I was a field training officer. I was afforded the opportunity to train numerous individuals who some are still there and they're flourishing there as well. And it's kind of funny when people meet my trainees, they said, yep, I can definitely train your, definitely train by Sutton because everything's on point. Mm-hmm. So I had that opportunity to be a training officer there, both a police training officer as well as a field training officer.
Are you a bit of a perfectionist?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I can tell you, and Melissa, you will attest to this, like your uniform's impeccable. I mean,
always.
You could, impeccable.
Okay. Flawless.
There's
is the
people
word.
That, well, flawless is the correct word. People wear their uniform well. Yours is impeccable.
Thank you.
Like, I mean, you're always squared away. You could have been involved in a foot pursuit. You come back, you look great. I mean, your uniform is tip top. That, you wear it proudly. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you value the work, the privilege of wearing that. It means something to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What inspired that?
Yes, actually. I began my time wearing uniform back in high school, actually.
Okay.
High school, I began Army JROTC.
I was aha.
There it is. Okay. There it is. That element of the military.
Okay. Okay.
Every opportunity
it all
gets
makes sense,
that
Melissa.
Part. Yeah,
it does. So you were in RTC. How many years?
I did JROTC in high school for all 4 years. Mm-hmm. In JROTC, I became the battalion commander my junior year, which ideally that's your senior year. So I took over my junior and senior year. So made some history there. And then RTC in college. I did 4 years of RTC in, at Virginia State University.
Wow. So you carried on. So naturally, did you go into the military for a period?
So I'm actually currently working on my contract with the military. I'm in school currently finishing my degree. And upon my completion, that's when I'm set to get my commission for the medical field.
And what rank will you be?
As a medical personnel, yes. Finishing my doctorate, I'll be considered a captain.
Wow.
Doctorate, folks. Doctorate.
An NPD, folks.
Doctorate.
You heard it. You heard it here. So you will be in the National Guard?
I'm set to look at the National Guard Reserves. There's nothing locked in stone currently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But definitely geared towards the National Guard for state and federal tuition assistance.
Wow.
So your options are open.
Yes, sir.
Wow, you got some choices to make. That's pretty exciting.
So we've got Virginia State. We've got Norfolk State. Is this something new for you, for your family? Were you the first in your family to go to college?
Yes, I was the first to go to college in my family and attend a four-year university.
Wow.
I went to Virginia State University, where I graduated cum laude with my degree in criminal justice and military science. Decided to go to grad school, and now I'm working on my doctorate at Walden University Online in forensic psychology with a concentration in crisis leadership management.
They said, if you go... Go big.
Go big. Golly, you're going big. I admire you. I think it's wonderful that you're pursuing in your education at that level, because a master's is hard enough. Well, let's back up. A bachelor's hard. A master's is harder, and a doctorate. I mean, you're working all the time. Are you not on it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I mean, completely just devoted to working on it.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And how long will that take you, if you don't mind me asking?
Absolutely. Ironically enough, I spoke with my advisor about 2 months ago. I'm set to finish next year. So less than a year. I'm working on my dissertation thesis and everything currently. Wow. And getting them all taken care of. So, yeah.
And you're doing all this while now a detective?
Yes, sir.
Like, how exciting is it to have been to have moved on to the to detective?
Actually, it's really exciting. I'm definitely one to take advantage of time. And since now I have a more consistent schedule, I actually picked up another class. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm taking another class on top of my studies. So, yes, sir.
Right. Well, you go all out.
Yeah.
I admire that. I admire that 100%. So, what? Having said that, I guess it begs the question, Melissa: what's in the future? Right, looking down the road 5-10 years from now, what are some of the things that interest you?
Absolutely, I definitely, if afforded the opportunity, definitely go up for supervisor role here at the New Pernice Police Department. But also look at opening my own practice for the mental health field, wow. Emphasis on therapeutic day treatment, providing those providing help to those that need mental assistance, and providing government assistance to the extent.
Right. And right now you're serving as a detective. You've been there how long?
I've been filling the role in for about 3 weeks now.
For about 3 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And you're enjoying it so far?
I am. That's a lot of work. I've been connected with a lot of different units, a lot of people outside of law enforcement, different investigators that have helped me with different cases. So definitely networking.
It's definitely different from patrol.
Absolutely.
And patrol, sometimes we work cases and without any leads, and then it goes to the bureau, to the detectives, and that's where you pick it up now.
Yes, sir.
So... it's so important for us on the road to do good work.
Absolutely.
Because at some point, the detective's got to pick it up and run with it, right?
That's true.
So that's huge. So how much does it, like, let me back up. I want to make sure I answer this, ask this correctly. Having worked in another agency, how much does it mean to you to be here in Newport News, Virginia, serving the Newport News community?
Thank you for the question. And ironically, I was asked that question recently. And prior to me leaving, I was told and was instilled in me, the grass isn't greener on the other side. And now that I'm here and I'm in my position, I can definitely rebuttal and say it's definitely more fertilized. Yeah. So it may not be greener, but it's definitely more fertilized.
Yeah. It's definitely more fertilized.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you've been here a year and you're already working as a detective. You can attest that the opportunities are vast in Newport News.
Right? Absolutely.
And I don't want this to be a recruiting video, but the facts are the facts.
That is true.
Yeah. And Melissa, you've also experienced that as well.
Yes.
I mean, we're very lucky.
I wouldn't even know what to say about it. Just if you want it, all you got to do is go get it.
Got to work at it.
You got to, yeah. It's not, they're not just going to throw it at you, right? You got to show up and you got to do the work. But if you show up and do the work,
yeah, you'll earn it.
Yeah,
and I'll take it. It's that much that much more gratifying when you see the fruits of your labor pay off.
Absolutely. Right?
And here we are. So any particular specialty units you want to kind of visit after working at the precinct level as a detective?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about considering going to major crimes. That's something else that I definitely have an adventure for or desire to do. Ag assault, homicide is something that I've been faster looking into investigating.
Right. And do you have any other, do you have any peripheral duties other than what you're currently doing, SWAT team, anything like that, that you might have an interest?
Well, I'm currently also the LGBTQ liaison officer. myself along with 3 other officers as well.
Tell us a little bit about that, what that role means.
Absolutely. Here I'm able to serve as the bridge for the gap for the individuals that are part of the community of the LGBTQ+, and be the voice for individuals in that community from our agency. And then also work alongside partnering agencies all throughout the Hampton Roads area to instill that trust, also get information, right, provide resources, networking opportunities for not only law enforcement officers, but also civilian personnel that are interested in joining and also participating in these events that we have.
And you do this in conjunction with all your other duties in school?
Yes, sir.
So, like, when do you sleep? I mean, do you sleep?
I average about 4 to 6 hours a day.
That's what I kind of figured. Yeah. Do you have time to do things in your personal life at this point? Or are you constantly working?
Oh, no. I'm a firm believer in separating work from life.
There it is.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I try to do at least one weekend trip, give or take a month. So I periodically go somewhere, whether it's local or not. Fly down to Florida. I have family in Florida. So I'll take a nice little weekend trip down there and just spread my wings and flying. So, yeah.
That's incredible. So you have a relaxation strategy.
Absolutely.
And that is critically important because this job is hard. It's tough. And it's not only tough on our bodies, it's tough on our minds.
Absolutely.
And if we don't step away and relax at times, you could really pay for it in the end.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. And I'm not saying pay for it in a positive way, you know, in a negative way. Wow, that's incredible. I'm so happy to hear that you have a strategy for that, because I think the majority of us don't. We simply enjoy our lives as it comes.
Right.
We're not thinking,
you
know.
You can't just wing it.
Yeah, two steps ahead. So on your off time, you travel. Anything else? You hit the gym. What do you do?
Definitely,
to decompress.
Absolutely. Working out is definitely a primary thing I like to do as well. Traveling is a huge must for me. Definitely love to shop and spend time with friends. I'm a social person.
He had me at shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love me a sale.
Well, Melissa, we talked about impulse buying last time. Yeah, let's not even go down that road.
We won't.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Yeah,
let's
so
not.
You love a good sale.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm addicted to a good sale. Like, if I'm shopping for something, I will.
But
look.
You have to be shopping for it already.
What do you mean?
Because you don't just go shopping to just go shopping. You have to have something set out that you already
want.
Yeah,
how else
want.
Do you do it?
You just show up. Just credit card.
Go.
You show up?
Yep,
you
credit card is ready.
Yes. Yeah, but
so you show up to look for things you don't know you want yet?
It's like grocery shopping. You just go down to your aisle and figure out what you need.
There it is. There it is. At the outlet. You just show up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I'm out of touch then. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
It's fine. I'll do enough for both of us.
Oh, you're very kind, Melissa. Yeah, thanks. Do I have to give you my credit card? Or you?
Okay. Are you offering?
That's right. Hey, Matt, how you
we'll
doing?
We'll go together.
You'll go together. That's right. All right, Matt, you doing all right, man?
Yeah, doing well, and enjoying the conversation as always. I did have one question for Detective
Please.
Sutton, if y'all don't mind
yes.
as well.
No.
Being that this is kind of a newer role for you, Detective, what are some of the biggest differences that you're noticing so far between your time in patrol and now your new role in investigations?
Thank you. Now, with being a detective, I'm able to not only see reports, but also see exactly what places and what links I can fill. And I think that's a key thing, especially with my background being in forensic psychology, I'm all about puzzles. And so figuring exactly the reason, the why for the suspect, right? And so figuring out the why did they do this, when did it happen, and going from there. So putting all these puzzle pieces together is definitely something that I'm proud to do. Working alongside patrol and knowing the patrol is the backbone for this agency and for the reports itself. And just because I now hold the title of detective, still working alongside patrol officers and, hey, listen, this is what we need to do. Let's work together. And coming on my time off, whether it's in uniform or plain clothes, to work alongside them to accomplish the mission and provide closure to families, whether it's with a robbery or a burglary, to simply get that closure from them as well.
Yeah, that's so valuable. I mean, to victims of crime when there's that closure. And I know we throw that term around a lot, closure, but I guess it's the fulfillment of knowing that detective gave them
everything.
Ounce of his or her being to finish this case in a positive way for the victim.
Absolutely.
For the victim. Now, have you always been fascinated by mysteries?
It's the puzzles.
Yes, it definitely is. I definitely want to know why.
Yeah.
And, you know, statistically speaking, it's a trend. If this person committed this crime, then maybe they were exposed to something in the childhood and going down that line. And that's why, like, you know, even when I became patrol, I started working with the Boys and Girls Club of America at the Northern Neck and partnering with the BGCA and working alongside youth to provide them guidance to, you know, distract them from their obstacles, distract them from their environment, to show them that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And one quote that I always live by that I've told people all the time is, don't go where the path may lead, but instead go where there's no path and leave a trail. So create your own trail for yourself.
That's absolutely right. And the impact that we have on children, the positive impact we can have on children is unbelievable. And I know that some of us, even within our agency, we volunteer, we adopt a school, elementary school. And that's a joy. Have you adopted one, or do you just simply go visit now and then?
I adopted about three or four total.
Three or four total.
So, myself.
That does not shock me. How about you, Melissa?
At all. Not even a little bit.
I work with my partners, and we all go down some to different agencies, different schools together, and visit schools when we have the time afford it. And it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, the making a positive impact with younger generation kids. Recently, I was approached at Target by an individual, and she was like, "You don't remember me, do you?"
Wow.
And she was
"Those are always my favorite."
19 years old when I first met her in the movie theaters, and this is me working overtime or secondary at my previous agency. And she followed my footsteps and my guidance and became a police officer for that agency that I worked at, with the impression that I was still there.
So,
you know, and that's not like only one of two people that I found out. So, definitely having that positive impact on the younger generation.
And it's got to make you feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you know that the commitment that you're making every day and the work that you're putting in to help somebody paid off.
Absolutely.
It paid off in this human being who now is really doing what you do, following your footsteps in a way, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we doing, Matt, can we hit rapid fire?
Absolutely.
All right, Melissa, would you like to start?
I don't like this first one, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Hey, you want me to ask it then?
Yeah, you ask
it.
You ask
All right, here we go. Super salad.
Definitely soup.
What is the or there for?
So you want soup and salad?
Oh my gosh, you say that like it's a foreign concept. But you can't have one without the other.
Typically, I think they ask you soup. Oh, no, you're thinking like that restaurant, the Italian restaurant where you have soup and salad?
Even at home, like they just go together.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. No worries. Next question.
Ooh, I like this one. I do like this one. Okay, manual or automatic car?
Definitely automatic.
Okay. Any particular reason? Or?
I've never drove a manual.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay,
that
makes great sense.
Time.
Okay, that makes perfect
That's before my time.
Wow.
I am definitely not going to.
My God, I think I had somebody get me some medication. I think I'm not going to be okay before my time. Holy cow! What about you, Melissa?
We should just skip it now because I was going to say manual, and like it makes me like one of the old people.
Yeah. No, I guess it depends really on what we're driving.
Yes,
right?
Because I had my favorite car that I've ever had was a manual.
Okay.
Yeah. So automatic is good.
Yeah. I enjoy manual. I mean, I enjoy manual depending on the vehicle, right? Especially if it's like a sports car and you really want to get up and go. That manual works phenomenally. But, you know, now I'm older. My knees are a little bit more delicate, if you will. So I'm going manual. It's just so much more user friendly. Yeah. I'm happy with it.
You're happy.
All right. Think the next one's yours, Melissa.
Me? Okay.
Yep.
Cookies, cake, or pie?
My grandmother's sweet potato pie, for sure.
Ooh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Up there with pumpkin?
Oh, no. You lost me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a fan?
Not really.
But sweet potato, huh?
Absolutely.
Sounds good. How about you, Melissa?
So Thanksgiving. That is so the end of the year. Oh. I'm a cake person.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I just chocolate cake. Chocolate icing.
It's not that I'm opposed to cake or cookie, cake or pie, but a cookie you can hold with your hand. It's so much more convenient.
You walking out the door.
Yeah, exactly. Eat and run. Where, you know
Eat
what
and
I mean?
Run.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. All right. Favorite board game?
Monopoly.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Monopoly.
There you go. Takes time. You got to work through problems. Mm-hmm. You got to negotiate. How come that doesn't shock me about you? You know, I think that's wonderful.
I was
wonderful.
Thinking Clue. I thought you were going to say Clue.
Really?
I have mysteries, puzzles, stuff like that.
No.
Definitely Monopoly.
Monopoly can get pretty analytical.
I'll give you $100 for your railroad.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you don't want that? What if I give you this and this for that?
Exactly.
Negotiation. It's very important in our line of work, right? Negotiating. So, and I think we're down to the last question. Would you like to do that one more?
You guys in this question, why y'all put me on this? I'm not answering it this
time. But you know
I'm not
what?
Answering it this time.
How,
I'm not telling on myself.
How apropos. Because you both mentioned shopping.
Yeah.
Would you like me to ask it?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, here we go. What was your last impulse buy? Putting you on the spot?
See?
So, I didn't buy things because I think it looks nice. Like, for example, I bought a coffee table. It's a fish tank from my living room. I thought it was pretty cool, but I don't want it no more, so.
Now, are there fish in it?
There was fish in there, but they died.
Oh, I can see why you don't want it.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it's
work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah,
fish it's a commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. I just like, you know, going shopping, especially for suits and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and and I have to tell you, I know you've come down to the 911 center to say hi to the folks that I
Absolutely.
Work with, and we really, by the way, are very super appreciative of that. And you've come down a couple times in your court attire,
impeccably dressed.
So listen, if you don't mind me asking you this before we close out, if there are other people out there who are out watching this program that are interested in law enforcement, right, and they might be with another department and they're thinking maybe of changing department, what advice do you have for them? Because that is a serious leap.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you mentioned, it's definitely a serious leap. And I've had I had actually a few people ask me recently as well, one from across the water. And my advice was to them, just come over here and do a ride-along. Whether it's here or a different agency, do a ride-along. See what philosophy of policing they have to offer. See if it aligns with your beliefs. And then most importantly, see the opportunities that could wait for you there. Whether it's here or a different agency, go there, do a ride-along. And if you like it, then do your application. We had a ride-along recently. Forgot his name, unfortunately. He was a great guy. Meet a lot of people in this line of work.
Sure.
But I had a phone call from recruiting, and they asked me about him. And after they clarified who he was, I was like, well, he took my advice. He actually did a ride-along, and he wants to apply with us now. And he's in the Marine Corps Reserve, and so he's going to, I think, be a great asset to our agency if he's applying, which he has done, apparently. And so just do a ride-along if you like it. If it aligns with your beliefs, apply with us. The door waits for you for sure.
Right, and which goes to show that those folks who come from other agencies to ours are some of our biggest ambassadors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because they've been in other places, and nothing, and I'm not saying anything negative about any jurisdictions.
Absolutely.
I would never
not.
Permit myself to do that, because we all add value to this place we call, you know, the earth. But you have seen other departments. You speak from a different, with a different vision.
Yes.
Yeah. So what a pleasure. What an absolute pleasure. You are the epitome of professionalism.
Thank you.
You really are. And we're appreciative that we have folks like you who really exemplify what our department is about. And I can't wait to call you doctor.
Thank you.
I can't wait to call
That's
you
gonna
doctor.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. Melissa, we're all over the place. Can you talk about that?
We are YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram.
Right.
We're everywhere.
And you can even have
Apple.
Apple.
Apple Podcasts. Yes, yep. We're on the Apple Podcasts.
Push the button, and there we are.
And there we are. You just type in running code.
And we just, and again, like you said, we pop up. So appreciate everyone watching. Cheers.
You